You are listening to the Blessed Sacrament Roman Catholic Parish podcast. We are disciples in mission who know God, love God, and serve God.
Our God is good
all the time.
And all the time.
God is good.
Dear friends in Christ, our readings today invite us to reflect on Jesus. Jesus, who is the resurrection and the life. It is Jesus who gives himself this identity. And our readings set out to help us to understand precisely what this description of himself being the resurrection and the life implies. In the prophecy of Ezekiel, the Lord says that he will open the graves of his people and bring them into the land of Israel. This means that though the people of God will experience the grave, it cannot be the end of the road. Therefore, we dare not give up on God. Even when the worst we dreaded happens to us, when our senses suggest to us that it is all over, dear friends, God can still do something. In fact, when God acts at such a time, it becomes very clear that only the hand of God can do it. And we have instances in our lives that we may have been hard hit, we may have lost hope. Just when we are losing it, God shows up and he intervenes in our fears. That is how he operates. In our second reading, St. Paul tells us that Jesus' resurrection, his resurrection power can strengthen our mortal bodies so that we do not live by the sinful dictates of the flesh. So with the power of Christ at work in our lives, we can overcome the sins of the flesh. Now, the resurrection power is assured and available to every one of us. But, dear friends, we've got to pluck ourselves on this resurrection power. The gospel event is so dramatic. It began by telling us that Jesus was a friend to Lazarus and his siblings, Mary and Martha. So we also discover that these siblings of Lazarus knew and also believed in the power of Jesus. So when Lazarus was sick, they sent an SOS message to him, an emergency message. Not just to come visit with their friend, his friend Lazarus, but to use his healing power on his own friend. As expected, this should not be too difficult for Jesus to do, because Lazarus was a dear friend. He has been doing it for strangers. He has healed the sick all over the place. He has been there for his friends, for the needy. How much more someone he loves. And this message, emergency call, got to him. But he decided to delay. When Lazarus died, a message was not sent to Jesus. Why? It could be because it was already late for Jesus to do what they expected him to do. The much they knew about Jesus was that he could heal the sick. But now the sick had died. There was no need for Jesus to visit his friend again. But then notice that even without being told, Jesus knew that his dear friend Lazarus had died. And just about that moment, he made up his mind to proceed to Judea to be able to visit with the siblings of his dear friend. When Jesus got very close to the house, Martha went out to meet him. And the disposition of Martha towards Jesus precisely teaches us how to mourn. First, Martha expressed some form of disappointment at Jesus' delay when she said, "Lord, if you had been here, my brother would not have died." Dear friends, all of us, at some point in our lives, we too, like Martha, may have had to express such disappointment when the worst we tried to avert still happened to us. When we lose a dear one, member of our family, a friend, someone that means so much to us, we tend to feel the same disappointment like Martha. At that moment, nothing else matters to us. The temptation sometimes is to stop believing in God or to pick up some quarrel with the church or even the priest, whom we judge did not give in their best at our worst moments. Martha did not pick up any quarrel with Jesus, not at all. In fact, she expressed strong faith in him when she said, "I know that whatever you ask from God, God will give you. I believe that you are the Christ, the Son of God." It takes quite a solid faith at such very difficult moment to be able to reason and speak like Martha did. Friends, it is this attitude of Martha that the Lord expects of us each time we mourn. The Lord does not judge us for grieving when we are hurt, but he wants us to believe that he did not scam us. Rather, he loves us still, even in our pain. So one lie we can tell ourselves because of the situation we face is that God does not care about us. That is how often we feel. When these tragedies strike us, we tend to feel like God is far removed from us. He doesn't care about us. This is far from the truth, dear friends. The compassion of Christ was clearly manifested when he wept over the death of his friend Lazarus. He knew he could do something. He actually came to do something. Yet, he was moved to tears. Do you think, dear friends, that you are weeping alone when such tragedies hit you? Not at all. The Lord weeps with you. But when you turn your back against him out of disappointment, you actually cause him to weep some more. Jesus raised Lazarus back to life, not in a mechanical way, but out of true empathy. When the Lord weeps with us, he consoles us for the years, for the months, for the days that we have been weeping, taking away the stone. At the end of this miracle, we are told that many of the Jews who had come to condole with Mary and Martha saw what had happened and they believed in Jesus. The faith of Martha and Mary was strengthened because they did expect this miracle. It became easier to understand Jesus when he said, "I am the resurrection and the life." But this understanding was not yet perfect. The raising of Lazarus back to life was not a perfect demonstration of Jesus' power out of death. There is something else all of us must learn from this story. So notice that Jesus did not go about henceforth preventing people from dying or raising up those who have died. No. Why did he then use this power only for his friend Lazarus? We have no other story of Jesus raising the dead other than this particular story. Is this resurrection power only for a privileged few, his friend? Is there anything about Jesus that is not sufficient enough for all who believe in him? Secondly, Lazarus is not alive till this day. We can rightly imagine that he died later and that he was buried and never brought back to life. Does it now suggest that Jesus' power of death or over death has an expiry date? No. Dear friends, the resurrection of Lazarus was only a foretaste. Jesus' power over death is not in preventing us from dying, but in his ability to bring us to heaven even after we have all experienced physical death. So in John chapter 14, verse 2, Jesus tells us, "In my Father's house there are many mansions there. If it were not so, would I have told you that I am going to prepare a place for you?" So what was prefigured in Lazarus can't be definitely given to all of us. The point is, all of us, dear friends, are candidates of heaven. We can all make it to heaven. This is what the story of the raising of Lazarus shows us. In the end, dear friends, Lazarus represents those who are written off by others, or those who have even written themselves off. The story represents the times when we were like Lazarus in the tomb, rejected, discouraged, in despair, feeling that life is not worth living. When we are overwhelmed by guilt, so that we want to hide ourselves away from the Lord. When we accompany Jesus in his journey, he leads us to a new life and freedom. And life is a journey that only the power of faith can help us to accomplish. Dear friends, on this day when we celebrate this beautiful story of the raising of Lazarus, let us all hope that someday, when our time is well spent, we will also with Jesus spend the rest of our eternity with him. I end with a joke of an old lady who knew she was going to die. And so naturally she sent for her priest in order to come and give her the last rites. So after the priest may have anointed her, she said, "Soon I will be rocking in the bosom of Moses." And the priest quickly corrected her and said, No. It is not the bosom of Moses. It is the bosom of Abraham." And the old lady replied the priest, "Father, at my age, who cares whose bosom it is?" We ask the Lord on this fifth Sunday of Lent to bless us immensely and to prepare us for that great celebration of his resurrection through Christ our Lord.
Thank you for listening to the Blessed Sacrament Roman Catholic Parish podcast. We are disciples in mission who know God, love God, and serve God.